Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You podcasts and YouTube channels. So the channels where stories of resilience, triumph, and unwavering hope come to life. And in each episode, we dive into the inspiring journey of individuals who have faced the toughest challenges head-on and emerged victorious. Our aim is to be a beacon of inspiration, offering a guiding light to those navigating through difficult times. Whether you today are dealing with health challenges, professional setbacks, or personal struggles, this channel is dedicated to uplifting your spirit and showing you that even in the darkest moments, there's a path to hope and triumph. So join us, everyone, as we share powerful stories that transcend adversity, reminding you that resilience is a force within us all. So prepare to be inspired and find the strength to navigate life challenges. I am your host, everybody, and my name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am a clinical hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy method. I am a Mars-Venus life and relationship coach, breathwork coach, astrologer, tarot reader, past life regression practitioner, chakra practitioner, and life force compassion practitioner. And today, I have the great pleasure to introduce you to a very, very special lady that we have a great connection that I enjoy talking to, whose name is Krista Rose. Krista Rose is from Canada. Krista is the author and the best-selling book, Skip the Pain, Experience the Pleasure. And Krista is also a nutrition manager, certified coach practitioner, and leadership coach. She specializes as a mindset strategist and empowerment coach using her gift of intuition to find clarity and direction in all areas of life. Krista is a practitioner of Reiki and the Radiance Technique and Access Bars. And she studied reflexology and natural medicine and herbalism. And Krista aspires to plant 100,000 trees worldwide to better our planet. So let's welcome everybody, this beautiful lady, this amazing lady, Krista Rose. Welcome to Amazing You, Krista.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here and to be with your audience. So yes, you inspire me so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Krista. You are most welcome. It's a great pleasure to have you to share your precious time. And we are all, the audience and me, we are really looking forward to hearing of your extraordinary journey that you've been through. So would you please tell us briefly about your story, Krista?
Absolutely. First, I won't get into my crazy childhood. I mean, we all have a backstory, but you know, one of my earliest memories was when my mother was talking to some of her friends, like we all do, and she was telling them how she got pregnant for me. And my brother was only a couple months old. And she says, you know, when you're nursing, it's a mistake that you can't get pregnant. So what I heard was, I'm a mistake. Whoa. And if I'm a mistake, I'm not worthy. Right. And if I'm not worthy and I'm a mistake, I'm going to have to fix myself.
Yes.
So I really, really focused on what can I do to fix myself and get my dream, which is really a home. That's all I wanted, was a loving home. Mm-hmm. So I devoted myself to education. I worked extremely hard. And I went through nutrition. I was very fortunate right after to get an amazing career at the hospital. And I also fell in love with my sweetheart. His name is Rob. And we got married just a little bit after school. And a year and a half later, I was blessed with a beautiful boy. And everything that I've ever dreamt of was there. I had a home. And that didn't mean a big, beautiful house. I didn't care about the car. It was, I had a family. I had everything that I didn't have. Mm-hmm. So 5.5 years later, I noticed he started getting sick. Wow. He went to the hospital, and just out of the blue, they told us this is the saddest news they had to give a young couple. He had an aggressive form of leukemia, and he only had about 2 weeks to live. So we went home, and that day we went through everything, passwords and all documents that you could possibly think of. And he looked at me and gave me the greatest gift. And this is something I really want your audience to please hear. Yeah. He says, Krista, if anything happens to me, you can get remarried. I want you to love again. Right. And of course I said, never, never, never. You're going to beat this. But that was the best gift, because 7.5 years later, I did meet my best friend. Never say never. And I do have 2 more children. But before he passed away, 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day, I got in a head-on collision. Mm. And that moment, I almost lost my life.
Yeah.
So I really valued the time. Mm. I had to trust that I would get better. I would have to trust that he wouldn't leave me. And that all came true. So when he promised me, till death do you part, it was true. So as I continued on, like I said, I did get remarried with only a feeling of immense love. Because as my husband passed away in my arms, I felt from him transitioning from this world to the next. And it was just the most beautiful, intense love I can ever feel. And I carry that love with me every moment of the day. Whenever I feel down, I try to reconnect with that. And that is what propels me and brings me forward. So I continued on, and I started working as much as I can. I started overworking, overpleasing, and I started having more and more health problems. Yeah. I started spiraling down into a depression. And I didn't know why. And I realize now it's because I didn't really deal with everything that happened in the past, from my childhood, my car accident, losing my husband. And I was in physical pain. So I did spiral down into an addiction. Mm-hmm. I became addicted to the pain medication that my doctor was giving me. And it was easy to say because I was in pain. And I started mixing that with alcohol. And I'm not proud to say this, but I want your audience to know I am being very vulnerable, because I want you to know you're not alone.
Absolutely.
It wasn't to get high. It was to numb the pain.
Yes. Yeah.
It was okay to get help. Mm. I went, and for me, it was very independent, did not want to get help. But I realized if I didn't get help, then my children wouldn't be with a mom. They would not have the gift of having 2 parents. And I couldn't let that happen. Mm-hmm. I couldn't let that happen again. Like, my son only had 1 parent. So like I said, I did get help. And I remember going to my counselor, and I walked in, and right away, she was so sweet and nice, gave me a hug and says, sit down. And we started talking about, you know, my stories, about my issues. And then I felt that immense pain and kind of all these memories start flooding back. And I started to open up and talk for one of the first times.
Right.
Except she looked at me and said, Krista, would you just stop there for a minute? Do you mind if I go on my break? Because if I don't go on my break now, the smokers are going to go on their break. Right. And I'm going to miss my break. And at that moment, I looked at the pale yellow wall and thought, I'm not worth it. I'm not worth the smoker's break. I'm not worth the time. Mm-hmm. I'm just not worth it. Mm-hmm. So she handed me a book and said, read this.
Okay.
And As she came back in, I did have some tears I wiped away because I wanted to get a smile and say everything was okay. And so I told her that my neck hurt, you know, back from whiplash and different things. And I started to kind of numb back out. And at the end, I looked at her and said, "So, am I fixed?" She said, "No, it's going to take more sessions." Mm. She says, "But check with your insurance company later." Mm-hmm. And I thought, So no, I didn't make another session with her, but I did find some help, which is very important. You're never too strong to get help. It's okay. So I continued on working again, really working so hard. And I believe that if you don't stop, the universe will bring something in your life to stop you. So I started having all these weird health crises. I mean, I get hives all over. Mm-hmm. I started having seizures. I had 21 seizures. Wow. I would go and have concussions. I would be falling all the time. I would have memory losses and spasms, and literally my feet and my fingers would be curled up. And I would be sent to different hospitals for all these tests. And finally, they found out what I had. And it's called anti-GAD 65. And it's such a rare disease. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I thought this was a death sentence because I ended up going into a catatonic state, which is like a coma. I could see everything. Right. I could hear everything, but I couldn't say anything and I couldn't express myself.
And how long were you in that coma?
I was in that probably for about 3 to 4 days.
Right.
And it was very painful. And one thing I want you to remember and everybody to remember is when you're in that state, you still can hear everything that's going on. So okay. When the people were complaining about their jobs or complaining that they had to overwork or take the extra shift or talk about the other patients, guess what? I still heard them and I felt even more invisible and like a burden. So I was able to get treatment. It took about 3.5 hours of a specialized treatment. Okay. And I went for three years of this. Very, very painful. Okay. I would have to have a port and they would rip off the skin when they had to put the port in and to make sure everything was okay.
Right.
I ended up with a bacterial infection and meningitis, and back to the hospital I went. But at the time, I wasn't able to walk. I wasn't able to talk. And even to walk with a walker was hard. Again, there goes that message. I'm not worth it. And I'm a burden to my family. Mm-hmm. So I had to change my mindset. Yeah. I had to come to terms with, if this is how I'm going to be, I'm going to make it as far as I can. My physio is giving me instructions right now. So if I follow them, I'll get stronger and I'll be able to walk again. And if I start walking again, I started to get stronger and I was able to walk with a cane. I practiced how to speak again. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't easy. As you see now, I can speak mm-hmm. and I can walk. Sometimes I'm a little bit off balance. I bring a cane with me, but not always. And I'm not ashamed anymore mm-hmm. because when I lost my job, when I was working, I felt like I lost my identity because when it said director of nutrition on my name badge, I felt that's who I was. Right. So now who was I? So I really had to learn how to reevaluate, rediscover who I was, and it had nothing to do with my job.
And how did you do that, if I may interrupt you? Krista, how did you rediscover yourself in that process?
That is a fantastic question. I had to go within.
Okay.
I really had to do, I started a lot of out-of-the-box thinking. Right. And I worked in a box. So some of it sounded woo-woo for me.
Okay.
And when they said meditation, I'm like, what is this? And I started trying it. And I started going within. And I started getting more inspiration. Okay. And the more I started doing different energy work and I got more connected, I got my intuitive gifts coming up. I can now do Akashic records and all these things I use to help heal myself. Mm. I really had to change my mindset. because I think that's the secret of life. From the moment you wake up in the morning till the moment you go to sleep at night, everything in between is up to you. Yes, yes, we create our own reality.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. That is so inspirational what you are saying. All the stuff, all the challenges you've been going through, Chris.
Over the course of our evolution, there's been a disconnection. A disconnection from a natural and wholesome diet. We need to put back the good into our nutrition. That's why Juice Plus created the Omega Blend to contribute to your daily nutrition. A rich and unique blend that combines the best omega sources nature has to offer. Like sea buckthorn, a golden berry that grows under the harshest conditions, braves the elements to become a resilient fruit and a powerful source for omega-7, with one of the highest omega-7 potency of any known plant source. Or pomegranate, with a seed oil that is so abundant in omega-5 fatty acids that it has been valued and traditionally used for centuries. And microalgae, one of the Earth's oldest plant organisms. Invisible to the naked eye, but powerful and filled with omega-3 fatty acids to maintain your normal function of the heart, brain, and vision. Provided by nature, our Omega Blend is carefully selected from algae, fruit, and seed oils to give your body a wider spectrum of nutrients it needs, like the omega fatty acids 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9 in just one capsule. Juice Plus Omega Blend. Real nutrition, real simple.
I've got a question, if I may ask you, Krista.
Absolutely, anything.
You know, when you talk about when your husband, your sweetheart, passed away, how did you process the grief at that time? Because you were very young. And how did you go through that grief period? Can you elaborate a little bit, if you can?
I can. Mm. At first, again, I wanted to numb out.
Right.
So I really tried to focus on everything but myself.
Okay.
One of the things I focused on was my son. Mm. And that may seem like something I did too much, but at the time it was the gift I could give my husband. So I focused on making him the best version of himself, okay. Not the version of the little boy I wanted to be, mm-hmm. Not the version of the teenager or the man that he turned out to be. As he turned out, he's continuing to grow and be an amazing man. So I focused on giving him all the gifts that I learned through losses,
okay.
And worked with him along the way. So I gave him as much love and poured as much love and attention into him. So that's one of the ways I processed my grief.
Wow. And that's really beautiful, Krista, because when we focus on somebody else or something outside of ourselves, when we are facing a challenge, it helps us to recover much, much faster. And it helps us to be of service to others. So we forget a bit of our, it doesn't go away, the pain, but it just helps us to forget a bit that challenge, that pain inside of us, to know that outside there are people who needs us, like your son needs you, and that he's here to help other people. So in focusing on him, it's like you were giving back instead of sitting in your pain and doing nothing. And that was so beautiful, because so many people at this time, when they are going through a tough time, they just sit and cry. You know, I know of people who are sitting in their room and don't do anything and just close themselves off and do not know
why. I've been there, and I was there. Mm. And I understand.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it is really beautiful to see how you, in that difficult time, you got out of your comfort zone. It's like getting out of your comfort zone.
You know, that reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from Rumi. It says,
yes.
Yesterday, I was clever and I wanted to change the world.
Yes.
Today, I'm wise, so I'm changing myself. And that's really what it came down to.
Absolutely. It's so beautiful. I love Rumi as well. Oh, he's one of my favorite poets. Yes.
But of course.
And another thing I would like to ask you, you've said so many great, great stuff that I want to extract things for to help the audience. Sure. You were talking about you being a mistake as a child. Mm-hmm. And I think we all, as children, we have some beliefs about ourselves, about our parents. And as we grow up, these beliefs impact on our lives. They affect us. Like for you, like you said, you thought you were a mistake. So as you grow up, you started to overwork. Is that correct? That you try to cover for that to get the attention so that people will approve of you? It's like, it is normal because this is the way that as we grow up, we try to cope, we try to be loved, we try, different people do different things. Some people become helpers for their family, try to help out the family. Some children become sick to get the attention. Some become rebel to get their parents' attention. And like for you, you started to overwork, and I did that as well. I can relate to that, how overworking, overachieving, still not getting the attention, still not getting the love that we want.
It's like I wanted validation that I was worthy. Yeah. So no matter how much I studied or how many certificates, diplomas, degrees I had, it seemed like it was never enough.
Yeah.
How many things I did for other people when they said, Krista, I need you to, that's all I heard.
Yeah.
And I would say, yes. You know why? Because I felt needed.
Yes.
And I realize now that I don't need to take everybody's word, and I don't need to help everybody, because you know what? When everybody just expects that from you, and what I'm doing is I'm giving them the solution, but really I'm hurting them, because there's a saying that goes, if you keep carrying someone, they'll never learn to walk. So I'm starting to let people learn to walk. I may give them resources, like here's a phone number to call, or tell them, you know, a few other people they can speak to, or hotlines, or maybe places where they can borrow money, or actually places where maybe they can look to cut down, and then I walk away.
Yes.
So they can help themselves.
Absolutely. I think as coaches, it's very important to help our clients so that they come out with a solution, because we all have solutions to every problem. And this is a quote that I like to use, is the treasures that we are seeking, it's within us. So we are the treasures that we are seeking. So everything is within us. It's just you or somebody else. We are just are here as a guide, as an instructor, just to help the person to find the gifts, to find the treasures that are within them, because we all have those gifts inside of us to help us to achieve everything that we want. So it's about taking the time, everybody, to look within you, because Krista did that as well. She looked within herself, searched within herself, went on a journey of self-discovery, and that helped her to develop so many of her talents. So whatever Krista has, whatever gift she's got, you have those same gifts. But it's just about going within and rediscovering. I was listening to something very beautiful. It's like, you know, Krista, it was saying that we are on that journey. It is a one-way journey, but we are going to come back to who we are on that journey. Because as a little baby, we are very pure, we are very innocent. But as we grow up, we lose that. We, through the conditioning, through what people tell us, and we start to believe different stories, and we forgot who we are. So now, as adults, we learn our life lessons through different challenges, and that's at the end is to come back to our true essence, which is love, which is kindness, which is peace, beautiful, which is joy. So we are all on that same journey, but we might take different routes, different ways to get there. So I think
one of the things, I'll say one of the things that really helped me was having the gift of gratitude.
Yes.
And it sounds easy. Sure, I'm thankful for, you know, whatever, my house and possession. It wasn't that for me. It was, I was thankful for my car accident because you know what? It taught me the value of time. I was thankful for the gift of having my husband. Even though he passed away in my arms, I learned the gift. I was given the gift of knowing what true love was and the gift of our son. And I was so grateful for my illness because even though this is something I didn't mention, but I was given 4 years to live. I'm on my sixth year. And I'm doing better than ever. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for my breath because there was a time where I was intubated and I couldn't breathe. So it's not just the big things, you know, that you think you're grateful for. It's the small things.
Absolutely.
Because no matter what you have, there's someone else that wishes they had what you have.
Yeah, that's well said and that's well expressed, Krista. Thank you so much for that. And when you were talking, I was about to ask you that question and you explained it already. You explained about what did you learn from every experience. And I think that is very, very important because we tend to get angry. We tend to blame others where we are facing challenges. But it's very important to be grateful for the lesson because every lesson, every experience in life, every challenge is helping us to grow, helping us to become a better version of ourselves. And it's about looking at the silver lining. It's very difficult, I know, in the challenging times, but it's about really looking and see and reflecting. I think it's important for us, whatever happens, is to reflect daily, if people can. I would tell the audience, it's a very important practice. Everything that happened, every person you meet, take the time to reflect on it, you know, because
absolutely,
whether it's a person who is giving you a hard time or whether somebody who is giving you a great time, because even the great person giving you a great time, there is a lesson for you. And I would like briefly to share that because as we were talking about gratitude and recently I met somebody back home. I went on holidays and that person, I didn't know that person my whole life. It's a relative of mine. I never got the time to know that person. And I heard so many things about that person. And I grew up believing, really, is that who that person are? But this time, Krista, I took the time to get to know that person. Oh, Krista, I discovered that that person has a heart of gold and it doesn't matter the level of education or qualification. It's what matters is the heart.
Oh, that's so true. You know, one of the biggest gifts you can give somebody isn't money, isn't possessions, but it's your time and your attention.
Yes.
And when we really think about that, look at how that worked for you.
Yeah.
And we're talking about looking at the past. Yes, I think we should look at the past, but we should learn from it.
Absolutely.
And if we spend our time worrying about the future, you know, there's studies done that says 89% of the things that we're worrying about in the future never happen. So all we're doing is wasting our time and wasting our energy.
Absolutely.
And we can't look for happiness in outside things, in money, in people, in anything. We need to look at happiness inside ourselves. What brings us joy? And when we do that, it spreads to others and we can give it out to the world.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Krista. That is so, so true. And another thing you talk about is, which I think is really important for the audience, you talk about the addiction to medication and also about the addiction to alcohol. And you said it was for you to numb the pain. You know, can you talk a bit more about that? Because I know of so many people at this time who are going through some tough times, and in order not to feel the pain, they numb the pain by going through cigarette addiction, food addiction, drug addiction, shopping addiction, so many internet addiction. So tell us a bit more about that, Krista, how you overcome those addiction in your life, please.
I think, first of all, I had to accept that I had an addiction because I thought, I'm a professional. Mm-hmm. I am, you know, intelligent, or I can work very hard. And I was, you know, I could put on a smile and, a happy attitude and make everybody around me feel comfortable. But inside, I was dying. So I needed some substance to stop the pain. And again, I want to make sure I tell you, it wasn't about to get high. And I know so many of you watching right now, watching this beautiful show, it is starting to identify. It's not about trying to get high. And it was trying to escape the pain so I can almost live. And so one of the things I realized is I was in complete denial. And when I say denial, I have an acronym for that. It says, don't even know I'm lying.
Right.
Okay. And when I realized that, I was in denial to myself. And as soon as I was aware of that, I was able to open up and be honest. Although I cried and cried because I kept thinking, how could I fall into an addiction? How can I get to that place of despair? Because I'm stronger than that. No, I'm human. We're all human.
Absolutely.
So the best thing I did was I reached out.
Okay.
I stepped out and became vulnerable, like I'm doing right now, because I want to inspire other people to get help, that there is hope, there is another way. And when you find that other way, you will be that light, that beacon of light for other people.
Absolutely. And know that whatever pain you are going through, you are never alone. There is help out there. Go and seek help, because this is only a place of darkness to help you to become the light that you really are. So you can get out of that place of darkness and you can shine your light brightly, like Krista said, so that you can be a light to other people.
Absolutely.
Krista, our conversation could go for hours.
I know.
And it's been so lovely talking to you. But my last question to you is, how can the audience reach out to you and tell us more about your websites, and how can people reach out to you, Krista? Thank you.
I would be so honored to speak with anybody. You can go to KristaRose.com, spelled with a KristaRose.com. You can also send me an email at messagekrista@gmail.com. So it's pretty easy. Any way you can. And if you would like to purchase my book, so I do want to show you my book.
Yes.
It's called Skip the Pain, Experience the Pleasure. And my tagline is, cut the crap that's holding you back so you can live the life you love. And it's to show that I am authentic. And I also, one thing I didn't mention is that part of the proceeds, because I do have a goal of planting 100,000 trees around the world, part of the proceeds go to that. And I already have many trees literally all over the world. Part of the proceeds also is going to fund some of my life-saving treatment that I do need as well. So having said that, this book is a lighthearted book. And it will either change your life or give you a good laugh. One way or another, it's a win-win.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much, Krista, for all that you are doing to help the planet, to help the world, and to be an inspiration to other people. I really, really appreciate your time and the connection with you. It's been such a great connection, and I will catch up with you soon. And we'll say big thank you to the audience. Big thank you to Krista for her time today to be with the audience. And thank you to the audience as well for watching, subscribing, and sharing. And I wish Krista and the audience a lot of success. And keep shining, everybody. Keep shining, Krista. And we'll be with you. I'll be with you with another episode soon. Take care, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And it's been my honor. And thank you for bringing this to the world and doing what you do.
Thank you, Krista. Thank you. Bye, everyone.